Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Tan. Thank you for joining I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast tonight. Tonight, I want to give you some encouragement, especially when you're dealing with adversity, chaos, dire situations on every hand. I just want to give you some encouragement tonight. And so this podcast will be titled, Be Still and Know That I Am God. Be still and know that I am God. First and foremost, I just want to talk to you a minute about something that I was dealing with today. I was praying about a few things that are happening in my life. And as I was getting off work, I was constantly in prayer, and just thinking about how God has never failed me. And so I didn't expect, or I don't expect for him to fail me now, but just praying because, we're, as I've said before, we are human, and a lot of times we can get bogged down by things that are, concerning us, that are near and dear to our heart. And so I just wanted to make sure that today, instead of allowing it to worry me, that I prayed about it and I let God have it. And so as I was praying today, I kept hearing the scripture, be still and know that I am God. I just kept hearing it. It was just replaying over and over in my head. And so, by the way, that scripture is Psalms 46 and 10. Now, the whole book of Psalms is a must read. It is really an encouragement, especially when you are going through and you need that reassurance that God's got your back. Psalms 46. It's definitely a scripture, a book that will get you just, you be all excited. You'll feel so pumped. Your faith will increase and you'll be like, okay, I got this. But anyway, as I was praying, I had to run a few errands. And so two of my children, two of my adult daughters went with me as I frequent a few stores. And so at the first store, I noticed that same scripture on a mug. And then I went a few aisles over and I saw a book that had that scripture on its cover. And as I continued to browse, I saw other items with the scripture embedded on the merchandise, and I chuckled and I said to myself, be still and know that I am God. Now, by this time, I had told my daughters, because they know that when God sends messages to me, sometimes they're in words, sometimes they're in signs. I might see a sign somewhere just out and about. Sometimes they're numbers. And so I had told them about, after I had prayed, I just kept hearing it in my mind. And so to see it in the store was further confirmation. So we got what we were going to get out the first store. We went to the next store that we had to go to. And interestingly enough, when we got in the parking lot, I saw the number 818 on the back of, it was 818 G-O-D. And that number automatically reminds me of Romans 8 and 18. And what that says is, "For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed in us." So any time I see 818, I think about, you know, the suffering that we're going through right now is temporary because God's glory is eternal. So it gives me hope. And so, you know, I saw that, and right beside it, as I looked to the right, I saw this white van with the word "ascend" in green on it. And I smiled because maybe a couple of years ago, God gave me the word "ascend," and I kept seeing these trucks and vehicles with the word "ascend" on it. Everywhere I turned, no matter where I was, country road, ascend, you know, interstate, ascend, you know, it didn't matter where I was going. It could be passing down the residential street, I see ascend. Sometimes I could be at the stoplight, I see the truck ascend. And so there was a message for me. And so I saw the ascend truck, it was a van parked to the right of me, and the 818 GOD was in front of me, and I just smiled and thought, look at God. We proceeded to go into the store and we browsed, and I saw several items again, Psalms 46 and 10 on it. It got to the point where my two daughters were like, "Mom, look, this says, 'Be still and know that I am God' on it." And it was several things. I mean, we saw maybe 20 items with that on it. And it was just heartwarming to know that God was sending me reassurance that He's got my back. So I decided to buy this little table topper that had that scripture on it, "Be still and know that I am God." Well, the funny thing about it is when we got to the checkout, after we browsed and we got what we were going to get, we got to the checkout, somebody had returned a book. And the book title was "Be Still and Know." And I just laughed. And my daughters, they smiled. And, you know, it was just like saying, you know, God has this great sense of humor. But at the same time, He's letting me know that He's got me. And so I wanted to share that with you, because as I smiled walking out of that store, I was holding back tears. I realized that God was sending me a message for this season to be still and know that He is God. He wanted me to be encouraged and to stay in faith. And He wanted me to know that if I would be still, that He would take care of the rest. And so today I want to encourage you to be still and know that He is God. When faced with any adversity, trouble on every side, any dire situations, plotting, scheming, chaos, be still and know that He is God. I would advise you again to read the whole book of Psalms 46. It's a phenomenal book. But I'm going to pull out just a few things from Psalms 46, even though the key focus is be still and know that I am God. 46 and 1 says, "God is our refuge and strength and a very present help in trouble." 46:2 references that we will not fear. And the reason why we will not fear is because if we be still and know that he is God, we don't have to fear. 46:7 and 46:11, they're the same verse, but it reiterates that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. So what it is saying is God is always with us and he's always protecting us. So if you're feeling rejected, left out, or overlooked, Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. And then be still and know that he is God. If you have fear or doubt, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And then be still and know that he is God. If you are stressed out and can't find your way out, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares up onto him, for he cares for you. And then be still and know that he is God. If you're feeling depressed, lonely, isolated, uncertain, or confused, just know that according to Deuteronomy 31:8, he will never leave you or forsake you. And then be still and know that he is God. If you have suffered some losses or you feel like a failure, if you lack self-confidence, if you procrastinate, or you have low self-esteem, Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And then be still and know that he is God. If you're dealing with relationship woes, family issues, or marital problems, James 1:19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And then Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And then be still and know that he is God. If you're facing health issues, Psalms 103:2-3 says, praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. And then be still and know that he is God. If you are facing financial challenges, Philippians 4:19 tells us that God will supply all of our needs according to his riches in heaven. And then be still and know that he is God. If you're dealing with difficult children, Proverbs 22:6 is, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And then be still and know that he is God. If you're facing workplace drama, issues on your job, whatever the issue may be, whatever the problem may be, difficult people, Matthew 5:44 tells us, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Then Romans 12:19 tells us that God says revenge is his and he will repay them that hurt you. And then be still and know that he is God. No matter what you are facing, be still and know that he is God. even if you're getting upset and you're angry because it feels as if people are picking with you, they're trying to get you out of your game, and they're trying to make you react in a way that you don't want to react, be still and know that He is God. I want to tell you that it's very easy to want to get out of character, because Paul says that when he tries to do right, evil is always present. But guess what we have to do? Be still and know that He is God. And when we be still and know that He is God, James 4:7 says that if you resist the enemy, he shall flee. You see, the enemy can't stand to be around a person that puts their trust in God. And so when you be still and know that He is God, the enemy has to go. You don't have to buy into what they're saying. You don't have to give in to the tactics of the enemy. All you have to do is be still and know that He is God. If you don't believe what I'm saying, I want you to try it. The next time you are faced with an encounter where someone is trying to get you out of character, be still and know that He is God. Before you react, think about what you are going to say. My mom always told me, she said, guard your mouth and save your life. And ironically, really and truly, she did not know that that was actually a scripture in the Bible, to guard your mouth and guard your mouth and save your life. It's there. God says to be mindful of what you say, because there's life and death in the power of the tongue. And so we have to be careful, because He says, whatever we speak, we'll eat the fruit thereof. We have to be very careful what we say. And we have to know that if the enemy is coming at us, that means that we have a great blessing ahead of us. So remember that when the enemy is coming at us, we have a great blessing ahead of us. He can't take the blessing from us, but He can get us to abort the mission. He can get us to get distracted. He can get us to be so consumed with things that don't matter that we can't receive what God has for us. And so when you're faced with adversity, be still and know that He is God. Don't let anything or anybody steal your joy. Be still and know that He is God. He hasn't left you or forsaken you. He's a mighty help in the time of need. Be still and know that He is God. All I want to tell you tonight is be still. You don't have to fight the battle. He said that He'll fight for you. You don't have to say a word. He says He'll take care of the people. He'll make your enemies your footstool. Psalms 37 says, fret not for evildoers, for in due season they will be cut down. You don't have to do anything, but be still and know that He is God. All you have to do is stand. That's what Don McClurkin's song said, to stand. And I'm telling you to stand and know that He is God. You don't have to draw back and be fearful, because He told us to come bold before the throne of grace. But while you're standing bold, you need to be still and know that He is God. You don't have to say anything, but watch God work it out for your good. He's got you. Whatever you may be facing, whatever the situation is, I want you to declare it over your life. Whatever it is, financial situations, Lord, I thank You, because You told me to be still and know that You are God. So I know that You're going to take care of it, whatever I stand in the need of. And I pray that whoever is listening on the other side of my voice, that whatever need that you are standing, whatever you're standing in the need of, whatever need that you need met, I pray that God meet you where you are And I pray that he blesses you over and over in abundance. I pray that he gives you peace, which surpasses all understanding. He gives you joy. I pray that he renews your mind, that you allow him to renew your mind, that you're thinking on things of a good report, that you won't allow the enemy to steal your joy, that you've put on the whole armor of God so you can withstand the wiles of the devil. I pray that God builds you up in his word so that you have a strong foundation. And whatever you're standing in the need of, whatever you're standing in the need of, I pray and ask God to bless you with whatever it is. He knows exactly what you need. My prayer tonight is that he bless you where you are in need, and that he gives you peace, even in the midst of your adversity. Let me tell you something. One thing I know is that when the enemy coming at you the way he's coming at you, that's an indication that it's greater on the other side. Because there's no need to come at you if you don't have anything you're about to receive. So be encouraged. Know that the test that you're going through is a proportion of the greater that's coming to you. The test that you're currently going through is a proportion of the greater that God has coming to you. The enemy sees it and he wants to stop you, but he can't stop or block you unless you allow him to get in your mind. So make sure that you stay focused. Look to the hill from which all your help coming. Praise him. Pray. Get those scriptures in. Speak those scriptures and promises of God over your life regarding your circumstances, and be still and know that he is God. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? I want you to know that God is good. He's better than good. Again tonight, I just want to thank you for tuning in to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast with your host, Dr. Tan of Tanner Ministries. I pray that God bless you and your family in abundance. I pray that you are blessed going in and coming out, that you're the head and not the tail, that you're above and not beneath, that you have nothing missing and nothing broken. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, amen. Be blessed and definitely encouraged until we speak again. Good night. Come on and make it sweet to him. Just say, hallelujah. Come on and sing it like you really love him. Say, hallelujah. For everything you've done in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So I really want to say to you tonight, God. Come on and make this personal. Say, Lord, I love you. Say, for opening doors that I know folks slam in my face, for shielding me and protecting me from my enemy, for your favor that falls fresh on my life, for your anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you.